which is very tricky to bring about change within. That's why it's great to have Pauline from FERA, who actually is a lobby group, we can say, at your EU level. And straight after this conference, we do have a meeting at 2 o'clock with Silvia Costa, who's linked to Lux Prize. And so it's knocking on doors and informing, especially EU level, that changes have to happen. There are specialised allocations of funding, for example. You get more points if your film is aimed at a children's audience, for example, from the European Union. Why no positive measures to try and help women-directed films? So there's a lot of work to be done, I think, in that way. There's also a lot of bridge building to be done to bring about change. And I'm in the very fortunate position to have two jobs, exhausting but fortunate, because I both work as EVA director and I'm also working part-time in Euromage with Isabel Castro, who's head of the Secretariat's Gender Equality Working Group. And with Isabel, we had a very exciting moment this summer when Isabel drafted a text for the Sarajevo Declaration on Gender Equality in the Audiovisual Sector. It was a pioneering text that Isabel drafted, and it was negotiated on stage with ministers present. And this itself now, we hope, can become a recommendation in the future. And a recommendation across 47 Council of Europe countries could provide guidelines for national level organisations to adopt change as well. So that's one way forwards.
Now, could we ask Isabel to tell us more about that?
Yes, thank you. Effectively, we have already do a big step because the adoption of the Sarajevo Declaration is very important. Is the first pan-European declaration asking for more gender equality in the audiovisual sector. So it's already very important. The next step, effectively, as Francine said, is to transform in a certain way this declaration in a recommendation. A recommendation as it's more strong, because with a recommendation, the Council of Europe asks to its member states to put in place policies to change the situation, and then we can also organize monitoring on this situation and look on the evolution. So this is more important, but at the moment it's still a long process.
How long?
So you never know, because we had we plan to pass in front of the group of rapporteurs of the Council of Europe for the 3 of March, but it has been postponed. Okay. I'm sorry, Francine, yes, it's a very recent view, until the 31st of March, so we will see.
Well, that's the 31st of March, right. Now, we'll introduce you to the third person of our wonderful panel today. Pauline, can you tell us a bit about your organisation and what you think the steps should be?
Well, hi everybody. What can I tell you about the Federation of European Film Directors? We've been around since 1980. We have today around 35 members. Our members are organizations representing directors at national level. And basically we cover 29 countries, so that's I think 26 of the 28 member states of the European Union and a couple of others. And overall, we speak for something like 20,000 directors throughout Europe. Our job is, as Francine said, to advocate for directors' rights. These days, we are very focused on changes in legislation linked to copyright. So, to give you an example, that's a pretty specific area in which we work on. And gender equality has been a concern of ours for several years now. I came on board in FERA only 2 years ago, but I understand that it was quite a struggle to put this on the agenda, even within our federation. So I think there is shared experiences in how to raise awareness, even among the director community, on those issues. Now, for Farah, I would like first to say that we are highly supportive of this initiative from the AO Network. It's been a tremendous work that you've done, I think. both, yes, please. On the research part, on the first hand, of course, and on the recommendations, which I just heard about, which are, I mean, very, very pointed and pertinent. So that's great. And for us, it's very much in line with we asked in 2013 that the European Audiovisual Observatory give us some basic data on female film directors in Europe. Because we feel that hard data is the stepping stone of any type of gender equality campaign, but also lobbying effort in general. I can tell you that in Brussels, when you lobby on a topic, any topic, if you don't come up with figures, data, a sort of analytical approach, you will not be heard. Principles alone do not work great, and I could tell you about this for a very long time. it's a challenge for us sometimes, but I think that's a very important point to make, and I think it works both at national and EU level. You need to have our data to be able to do anything, actually. So that's why your work is really useful, and we count on it because it will be one of the very useful tools for us to go forward. What I can tell you about the actions that we're planning within FERA on this topic, when we will rate your research and use it shamelessly, the first will be to in a way train the trainers or help train the campaigners for the national level. Our network, as I said, is pretty vast, and we're actually proud of being so representative. And that's a huge tool in terms of sharing best practices of campaigning for gender equality at national level. So we have toolkit ideas, we have many ideas, but now that we have data, we will finally be able to actually put that into action.
Well, this is fantastic. You've now met the amazing women, and it's your turn to ask a question. Now, if you want to ask a question, could you raise your hand? And if you could pass that microphone. And remember, the panellists are Isabel Castro, Deputy Director of Urimage Film Fund, Pauline Durand-Vial, Chief Executive of the Federation of Directors, covering about 29 countries in Europe, and Francine, of course, who you know. So, who's first for a question? Yes, there we are, over there. Could you say who you are, first of all, please?
Hello, I'm Suzanne Podell. I was following also the multi revenue, whatever course, with the training of Eva. I'm a script consultant based in Berlin. And my question is actually, because I'm a script reader for Urimagine Media, how this can be integrated in the. We have this bachelor test, but we don't have a test actually whether there's 50-50% of female and male. Staff in application, and I think this would be one part to raise the level of people, of female staff members in the team, which are then also equally paid, because this is the second problem. It's not only of a quantity, but
Could I just clarify? Your question then is about funding, whether there should be a 50-50 quota for women.
Yes.
In the production team?
Yes.
That's your question?
For quality and
right.
quantity and for payment, because there's no equal payment as well. At the same.
Right.
In Germany at least. So
we have to stop your question so we can get the answer.
Thank you. I'm not sure that I have really good understood your question, but you give me the opportunity to tell you what we are doing in Urimage, because you speak about the Bechdel test. So what we have done in the past is we are looking on data and analyzing figures for more than 3 years now. So we have created a very complete analysis tool, excuse my accent, I'm sorry. So we are now, we can define which is the gender of the project, So we count all how many women, how many men are present in the project, looking all function, the technical and creative and artistic team, the producer, the director. So we count all women and men, and we can define if a project it's a male project or a female project. We look also in the script and ask our readers to answer to apply the Bechdel test on the script of the projects. And then effectively we ask you to do this work, and maybe you have not the comeback, not the results of this analysis. But now you can see in our website all the studies we have done on this, on the gender issues in general. We have now the figures for 2015, and I want to give you only two data maybe that demonstrate that the situation is now improving in our image, maybe because we have put in place a certain number of measures, because we have raised awareness on it, but still we need to see if this trend will be confirmed in the future. But what I can tell you is that in 2012 we counted only 17% person of director, female director, in the project submitted to our image, and last year we counted 27%, so 10 points more. It's a lot in very few years. And regarding the share of the support granted by our image to the films, in the proportion obviously of female and male project received, we have given 17% in 2040 only for film with female directors, but in 2015 the share is 29% to films with a female director. So it's very good, but as I said before, we need to see if this trend will be confirmed in the future.
Isabel is talking about early image. On our part, we are aiming at putting out proposals for the media program, which is the sub-program dealing with the audiovisual sector in Creative Europe, which is a program of support, financial support to audiovisual works in Europe, run by the European Commission. So that's exactly our area. As it happens, the program has reached its 25th anniversary this year. We've been asked to support the program in saying that it's great, and actually we have a few criticism along with the support of principle, of course. And gender equality is one of those issues. The first thing that we had in mind in the beginning when we thought about the platforms of proposals that we put out for in preparation of the new programs coming up in a couple of years is to very basically point out that there is a female workforce in Europe, and we need Creative Europe, and particularly the media program, to inform us on how many women they support through their funds, and does it correspond to the workforce that's actually in existence right now. We can safely assume that it will not correspond, so the first proposal will be you have to be fair in your approach, and at least have a target that will respect that proportion of the workforce, aiming at a 50-50 share on a mid-term or long-term basis, depending if we are optimistic or realists. I don't know.
We've actually been doing a little bit of undercover lobbying with, I have to say, with the media programme, and they did very kindly support one of our training courses. It's a terrible title, it's my invention. Multiple Revenue Stream Training for Future Films, but it's about audience building anyway. Actually, Sumi and the representatives of the media are very warm and very supportive in their own way, I would say, to what we're doing. So that's good already. That's the bridge building we've been doing already. Kate, there's a question from behind there.
Yes. Sorry, just on the level of Creative Europe, as also somebody who organises one of the programmes that is funded by Access to Markets. My name is Bridget. and based in Germany, we also can do one thing, because we are required to submit our data in our final reports to Creative Europe. And one of the in the guidelines, it says that those final reports should be published on the Creative Europe website, but there's nothing from stopping us on an institutional level from also just publishing our final reports, which we all slave over for 3 months of the year. And within that, there is a huge amount of statistical data that we can share with each other, which isn't a question, but a statement.
Well, that's terrific, because I think having us all here in this room for 2 hours racing through the schedule just now, the more that we can share, the better. And since we've all got websites, I mean, it doesn't even cost money. I say that as a Scottish person. You don't even have to send a stamp. No, we've got time for just one more. This, yeah.
Just wondered, will you have a film alongside the data when we launch this piece of research? I think it would be great to have a film directed by a woman.
Would be amazing if there are any funders out there who want to fund it. I'm available afterwards. We'd love to do it.
What, was that a volunteer?
I've got a visual effects company.
Great. Everyone get in touch with us. If this can happen, that would be great.
That's great. Thank you for your questions. I'm sorry that we can't take any more. We have to move on. Can we thank Francine again? Yes. Can we thank Polly? And can we give the last word to Isabel?
I'm sorry, because I have something to tell you that's very important. I have told you that in an image we have looked on figures for a long time, but now we are acting. So we have approved a new strategy and an action plan for 2016. And one important concrete measure that we have decided is to give an award to the best female director film. With a grant of 30,000 euros. So we are now negotiating with someone different international festival. We will decide very soon at the end of March with which festival we organize this award. But this is one of our concrete measures for this year.
Oh!